رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا وقت معدود ولا أجل ممدود فطر الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالسخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين سيدنا الممجد بشيرنا المصدق نذيرنا المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد محمود الأحمد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين قال عنهم الرسول اللهم إن هؤلاء أهل بيتي وخاصتي وحامتي لحمهم لحمي ودمهم دمي يؤلمني ما يؤلمهم ويحزنني ما يحزنهم أنا حرب لمن حاربهم وسلم لمن سالمهم وعدو لمن عاداهم ومحب لمن أحبهم إنهم مني وأنا منهم فاجعل صلواتك وبركاتك ورحمتك وغفرانك ورضوانك علي وعليهم وأذهب عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغذيهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم ومناقبهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. سلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. To be able to understand this particular person who rejects this particular invite of mine, this particular invitation of mine. فَأَصْبِرْ, I will be patient. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ بِالْحَقِّ, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings justice between myself and this ummah, and this qawm that I am speaking to, that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is referring to. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ بِالْحَقِّ وَاللَّهُ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the judges, the most hakim of the judges. Then Imam says, وَهَذَا وَصِيَّتِي إِلَيْكَ يَا أَخِي. And O brother Muhammad Hanafiya, this is my wasiyat to you. وبالله وما توفيقي إلا بالله. And there is no tawfiq except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Signed and sealed by Aba Abdullah al-Hussein salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Having said this, having kept this in mind, having understood this wasiyat of Imam, and I wanted each word of this to be understood, this wasiyat of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, so we now understand the purpose of his departure. Imam had two problems. The third Imam had two problems, and that is how we will understand this khutbah of the fourth Imam. One of the problems of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was that the people of Sham, the people of the area of Damascus, Jordan, Palestine, modern Lebanon, present Damascus, all these areas were considered Sham then. Okay? So keep this in mind. It was not the Sham that we know. It is not Damascus. This is only Damascus. What we know is Damascus. In the olden days, what we are calling Sham is Jordan is included in Sham. Palestine is included in Sham. The whole of Syria, the Damascus area is included in Sham. All these places are considered Sham. The people of this particular area have been brainwashed. The people of this particular area have absolutely no sense of what is correct. They cannot even make a decision of whether the camel is a male or a female, because the ruler of that particular time, due to his despotic attitude and brutality, has made these people believe whatever he says is true. Until when that Kufi was told, go to Ali ibn Abi Talib and tell him, I have created an army against him, who if I say that this is a she camel, although it is a he, they will not only accept it, but also believe in it. This was the attitude of the people of Sham. To them, if they had heard about the Shahadat of Amirul Mu'mineen, if they had heard about the Shahadat of Hussein ibn Ali, it would have had no impact whatsoever upon them. Just like there was a celebration when Ali ibn Abi Talib was killed in the Masjid of Kufa, 40 years after the migration of the Holy Prophet of Islam from Mecca, his news of martyrdom, when it reached Sham, there was a celebration and the questioning between each other of what was Ali doing in the mosque. The fact that Ali was martyred was a moment of celebration. This was Sham. These were the people who were told that these people who have come here are Baghi. These people are rebels. These people did not obey the command of the caliph of the time. So this was the problem that was faced by the third Imam in Sham. The other regions outside Sham, the other areas outside Sham, the attitude of the people, the mentality of the people had reached the point of decadence. The conscience was dead. There was absolutely nothing in these people. And everything that was happening there was no more than traditions of the past and rituals that was becoming the manzil and the hadaf itself, and not a vehicle to be able to reach the goal. So the whole Arab world at that particular time was in that particular state. And this area where Muawiyah was the ruler and his son Yazid ibn Muawiyah was the ruler was an area where people were totally unaware of who the Ahlul Bayt were. The martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala could have an impact on all the rest of the Arab world, but it would have no impact whatsoever in Sham. Sham required the presence and the sermons of Janab Zainab and Imam al-Sajjad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Sham required, because it was ignorance in Sham, they needed to be explained, they needed to be shown, they needed to be educated, they needed to be explained what the reality is. while the rest of the world outside this region of Sham, people were aware of what it was. So the Shahadat of Hussein ibn Ali had a huge impact upon that particular region, but it had nothing whatsoever in Sham. As you can see, when the captives' caravan arrived in Sham, there was, rather than seeing them, you see, even humanity against those people, the hostility is on one side. Even the level of humanity had become so low that forget these were members of the family of Ahlul Bayt. That they were human beings was not there just because of this hatred that was put inside them. So here Imam Ali Salatu Wasalam in his khutbah needed to make sure that he explained to these people who he was, where he came from. That is why he begins by saying that we are the ones. Now your ruler says to you that he says, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and so on and so forth. You believe in him. He says, Allahu Akbar. He leads prayers. He does everything. But let us tell you who we are. Listen to us. So the darbar that was decorated by Yazid bin Muawiyah at that particular time, so that he could impose his ideology upon those people, Imam used the same darbar and the same invited people and the same dignitaries and the same tribal chiefs to tell them who he was. And that is how he begins this particular khutbah. And he says, we have been given 6 things that no other has been given. And we have been given 7 excellencies that no other has been given. And then we mentioned those yesterday. Then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says that Ja'far al-Tayyar is from us. Siddiq is from us. Asadullah, the lion of Allah and his messenger, is from us. وَمِنَّا سَيِّدَةِ نِسَاءِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And amongst us is the lady who is سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, the chief of all the ladies of not this alam, but alameen. She also belongs to our family. And then وَمِنَّا سِبْطَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And Hassan and Hussein are also from this particular family of ours. Let us tell you who we are. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says to these people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, مَنْ عَرَفَنِي فَقَدْ عَرَفَنِي. One who knows me, knows me. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْنِي أَنْبَأْتُهُ بِحَسَبِي وَنَسَبِي. And those who do not know me, let me show you. Allow me to tell you my lineage and my ancestry as to where I am from. Allow me to expand to you who I am. And then Imam begins this khutbah, which is a very famous khutbah. You may probably have it by heart, Allahu A'lam. Imam says that I am... Well, those who know me, know me. Those who do not know me, let me explain to you my lineage and my ancestry. Then Imam uses very strange but powerful words. He says, "Anabnu Makkata wa Mina." I am the son of Makkah and Mina. The son of Makkah and the son of Mina. Historically, who held the keys to the doors of Makkah? Historically, who were the custodians of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The history was not far away. It was only 50 years after the demise of the Holy Prophet of Islam from this world. People knew who were the custodians of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who were the people who were giving water to the Hujjaj in Mina? Who were the people who were accommodating the people in Mina? Who were the ones who were showing their generosity or were the embodiments of generosity in Mina? It was none other than the Banu Hashim. It was none other than the family of the Holy Prophet of Islam. So he says to them, "Anabnu Makkata wa Mina." I am the son of Makkah and Mina. "Anabnu Zamzama wa Safa." I am the son of Zamzam and Safa. And each one of this has its own commentary, which I am just passing by because I want to reach the actual point where I want to take you for this evening. "Anabnu Zamzama wa Safa." "Anabnu man humila ar-rukna bi atrafi ar-rida wa fi lafdhin." And in another statement it says,
أنا ابن من حمل الزكاة بأطراف الرداء ووزعه على الفقراء. أنا ابن من حمل على البراق في الهوى.
You know who I am? I am the son of the one who was carried on the night of Isra towards the sky, towards the heaven. The verse of Quran, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله.
Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who carried his abd from Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, the area which has been blessed by us, the surrounding of which has been blessed by us. So he says, I am the son of that particular individual who was carried on the buraq, on a particular transportation towards the space. أَنَا ابْنُ مَنْ عُرِجَ بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. I am the one who was carried towards the heavens. وَبَلَغَ بِهِ جِبْرَائِيلُ إِلَى سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. And I am the son of the one who was taken by Jibreel to a lot tree. This tree was a very specific tree known as Sidratul Muntaha. أَنَا ابْنُ مَنْ دَنَى فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. I am the son of the one who drew close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the measure of two bows or even nearer. And this is metaphoric in its own sense, has a deep philosophy of the closeness and qurba of the Holy Prophet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, I am the son of the one who had reached that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala metaphorically. فَدَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. أَنَبْنُ أَوْحَى إِلَيْهِ الْجَلِيلِ مَا أَوْحَى. I am the son of the one who the Lord revealed to. أنا ابن من صلى بملائكة السماء. I am the son of the one who led the prayers of the angels in the heavens. Now by this time, these people who are their dignitaries, these people who are there, who have been invited by Yazid ibn Muawiyah and have been told that these are rebels, by this time these people are flabbergasted in English. They are gobsmacked. They do not know what is happening. The eloquence and the power of speech with which Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is delivering this, at the same time expressing himself emotionally and telling them whose son he was. Remember, he is in chains. Remember, he is a captive. Remember, he has women folk together with him. He carries on, and I'm passing by quickly. I'm fast forwarding this. He then comes to the point and he says, you don't know who I am. Ana ibn Muhammadin al-Mustafa. I am the son of Muhammad. Mustafa means Muhammad, the chosen one. Ana ibn Aliyin al-Murtada. I am the son of Ali al-Murtada. The one you guys used to curse. The man you used to say that he is not, what, he has no relationship with the mosque. I am his son. Ana ibn Ali al-Murtada. Ana ibn Salih al-Mu'mineen. Now he's praising his own grandfather, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and using the verses of Quran. Salih al-Mu'mineen is a verse of Quran Majid. He says, I am the son of Salih al-Mu'mineen. Wa warith al-Nabiyyin. I am the son of the one who is the warith of all the prophets. Wa Ya'sub al-Muslimin. I am the son of Ya'sub al-Muslimin. Wa Nur al-Mujahideen. I am the son of the light of those who are mujahid and warriors and those who try. Wa Tajul Bakka'in. I am the son of those who are the throne and the crown of those people who cry. وَأَنَا ابْنُ زَيْنِ الْعَابِدِينَ. Zainul Abidin is saying, I am the son of Zainul Abidin. I am the son of the adornment of the people who are worshippers. أَنَا ابْنُ فَاطِمَةَ الزَّهْرَى. I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra, who is Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. أَنَا ابْنُ خَدِيجَةَ الْكُبْرَى. She was with them. Janabi Khadija was with, sorry, Janabi Fizza was with them. Janabi Khadija has been mentioned in Ziyarat-e Waritha, which I am going to mention to you about. Janabi Fizza is there, and I will give you the connection at that particular time. He mentions this. By this time, the crowd is in the state of commotion. Each one is beginning to weep and cry. Imam became so emotional at this point, so emotional. He started to weep and cry. And he wept until the sobs of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam became uncontrollable. He kept quiet for a while. Together with him, these invited people who were there began to cry. And then Imam says, let me tell you more who I am. Anabnu Dhabihi Karbala. I am the son of the one who was brutally massacred in Karbala. أنا ابن طريح الفلا أنا ابن محزوز الرأس من قضاء مسلوب العمامة والرداء أنا ابن العطشان حتى قضاء. I am the son of the thirsty one until he died. أنا ابن المظلوم حتى المضى. I am the son of the مظلوم who was killed. أنا ابن من رأسه على السناء. I am the son of the one whose head is on the lance, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And these are parts of the masaib that Imam is reciting. An abnu man bakathu malaikatu sama. I am the son of the one even the angels in the heaven wept over. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam began to weep. By this time, Yazid was shaken by this statement of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, by this khutbah of Imam. And he realized what was happening around. Suddenly, Yazid called the muadhin. He called and he says, listen, now listen to this part of the adhan. And remember that I'm going to speak about this adhan later on during my lectures. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to the muadhin who has been called. Why call a muadhin, O Yazid? At that particular time, what is this muadhin going to do? Yazid knew that whether this adhan is going to have an effect on anyone here or not, he didn't care. But he knew for sure that this adhan will have a very powerful impact on the fourth Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And at this time, when the muadhin said, Allahu Akbar, Imam responded, expressing the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam repeated, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Then Imam said, Ashhadu, and then the muadhin said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By this time, Imam is weeping and crying. The first Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah uttered by the Muadhin had such an impact upon Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he began to cry. But he was not going to let go. He immediately said, Ya Yazid, O Yazid, Muhammadun hadha jaddi am jadduk. This Muhammad whose name has been mentioned here, is he your grandfather or is he my grandfather? فَإِن زَعَمْتَ أَنَّهُ جَدَّكَ فَقَدْ كَذِبْتَ وَأَثِمْتَ. If you claim and say that he is your grandfather, then you have not only lied, but you have committed a sin. وَإِن قُلْتَ أَنَّهُ جَدِّي. And if you accept and surrender that he is my grandfather, فَلِمَا قَتَلْتَ عِتْرَتَهُ. Then why did you kill his family members? Why did you kill his family members? هَلْ فِيكُمْ رَجُلٌ جَدُّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ غَيْرِي. Imam says, is there anyone amongst you other than myself whose grandfather is this man whose name has been mentioned in the adhan? Allahu Akbar. We will speak about the impact of this khutbah of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and what it did and how it must affect us and how the legacy of Hussein ibn Ali and the teachings of Hussein ibn Ali and the wasiyat of Hussein ibn Ali and the khutbah of Imam Sajjad and Janab Zainab must have that impact even today. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam delivers this khutbah. Yazid bin Muawiyah is listening to this khutbah. The rest of the people are listening to this khutbah, the impact that it has had upon people is unbelievable. She, or this khutbah in short, was the reason for which the entire dynasty of Bani Umayyah was wiped out from the history of the rulership of the Muslim Ummah. It was this khutbah that caused the Banu Umayyah to go and disappear once and for all. Had it not been for this khutbah, Banu Umayyah would still be ruling at that particular time. But inshallah, I will speak about the impact inshallah tomorrow and onwards, and then come to those series of lectures. Today I will speak the Masaib in Urdu for the benefit of those who understand Urdu, as well as those who are bilingual. Karbala mein bahut shuhada, jab jitne bhi shaheed jab zameen pe gire hain, har ek shaheed ne imam ko pukara, ek bar pukara. Jab Habib ibn Mazahir ghode se zameen pe tashreef laaye, تو حبیب ابن مظاہر نے آواز دی, السلام علیک یا ابا عبداللہ ادرکنی, اے ابا عبداللہ میری مدد کو آئیے. جب بریر گرے زمین پہ, مولا کو آواز دی, مولا دوڑتے ہوئے آئے. جب حر نے مولا کو پکارا, ایک مرتبہ پکارا, ایک مرتبہ حر نے مولا کو پکارا, ادرکنی یا مولائی, میرے مولا میری مدد کو آئیے, امام علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دوڑتے ہوئے حر کی مدد کو پہنچے. جب اونو محمد زمین پہ تشریف لائے ہیں, زینب کے دونوں نہال زمین پہ گرے ہیں, تو وعماہ ادرکنا, اے مامو جان ہماری مدد کو آئیے, مولا ان کی مدد کو پہنچے ہیں. علی اکبر نے ادرکنی نہیں کہا, کبھی بھی علی اکبر نے مولا کو بلایا نہیں. آپ تاریخ پڑھیے, مقتل پڑھیے, علی اکبر نے کبھی بھی مولا کو نہیں پکارا. علی اکبر نے صرف اتنا کہا, علیک منی السلام یا ابتا, اے بابا آپ پر میرا آخری سلام ہو بابا. کیوں؟ شاید اگر مولا آ جاتے, علی اکبر کے سینے پہ پرچی کے پھل کو نہ دیکھ سکتے. علی اکبر کے مصائب بھی سناؤں گا آپ کو, مگر ایک مرتبہ ہر نے ایک مرتبہ پکارا, سوائے جناب قاسم کے. مقتل میں ملتا ہے کہ جناب قاسم نے بار بار پکارا, ایک مرتبہ نہیں بار بار پکارا. جیسے جیسے امام نزدیک آتے گئے, ویسے ویسے قاسم بار بار پکارتے گئے, میرے چچا میری مدد کو آئیے, چچا میری مدد کو آئیے, چچا میری مدد کو آئیے. ارباب مقاتل نے عجیب و غریب بات لکھی ہے, ارباب مقاتل لکھتے ہیں کیوں قاسم بار بار پکارتے تھے, کس لیے قاسم بار بار پکارتے تھے. جب قاسم گھوڑے سے زمین پہ تشریف لائے اور ایک مرتبہ اپنے چچا کو پکارا, چچا میری مدد کو آئیے, حسین خیمے سے باہر نکلے, قاسم کے لاشے کی طرف نکلے, جب اشقیاء نے دیکھا کہ حسین آ رہے ہیں, تو مقتل میں ملتا ہے کہ یہاں کے گھوڑے وہاں کو دوڑے, وہاں کے گھوڑے یہاں کو دوڑے, قاسم کا لاشا گھوڑوں کی تاپوں سے پامال ہو گیا. اب جانتے قاسم نے بار بار کیوں پکارا, ارباب مقاتل لکھتے ہیں جیسے جیسے قاسم کے بدن پہ گھوڑے کی تاب پڑتی تھی, ویسے ویسے کہتے تھے چچا میری مدد کو آئیے, چچا میری مدد.
سَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. ماتم حسين. آ گیا چلوں قریب, آ گیا مومنو ماتم کرو, آ گیا سید سجاد کرتے ہیں فریاد, آتے ہیں شیاد, آ گیا چلوں قریب, آ گیا مومنو ماتم کرو.